Imagine hearing your child's voice for the first time, not as a baby, but as a breakthrough. Today, that miracle is becoming medicine. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today, we've got five stories that remind us the world is making more progress than the headlines suggest.
We'll start with a gene therapy that's restoring hearing in weeks, not years.
Plus, the cancer vaccine showing sustained benefits 3 years on, and a conservation success story that took us from 27 birds to 500.
Let's get into it. For millions born with genetic deafness, the world has always been silent. That is changing faster than anyone predicted. The CORD trial has demonstrated something remarkable. A single injection delivering a working copy of the otolferlin gene can restore hearing in patients with otolf-related deafness, often within just weeks of treatment. This isn't merely an incremental improvement. Patients in the trial regained not just sound detection, but speech perception and the ability to localize sound sources, the capabilities essential for navigating the hearing world. The therapy uses a harmless viral vector to deliver the gene directly to the inner ear, where it enables hair cells to transmit auditory signals to the brain. What makes this story particularly powerful is the speed of transformation. Previous interventions often required years of rehabilitation. Here, patients report meaningful hearing improvements within weeks, a timeline that fundamentally alters the calculus for families considering treatment. Now, the caveats. This trial focused on OTOF-related deafness specifically. This is not a universal cure for all genetic deafness. Long-term durability remains to be established, and cost and accessibility will be significant barriers initially. But for the families who've waited years for exactly this kind of breakthrough, those caveats don't diminish the hope.
I didn't realize how quickly it worked. Weeks, not years. That changes everything for families making these decisions.
Exactly. When you're considering treatment for a child, the timeline matters enormously.
Speaking of timelines that matter, the mRNA technology that delivered COVID vaccines is now proving its worth against cancer. 3 years of sustained benefit. The mRNA technology that delivered COVID-19 vaccines in record time is now proving its worth against a far older enemy, cancer. Extended follow-up data on the mRNA 4157 personalized cancer vaccine used in combination with pembrolizumab shows sustained clinical benefit. 3-year recurrence-free survival rates maintaining clear superiority over pembrolizumab alone. This is not a preventive vaccine. It's a therapeutic vaccine given after surgery to patients with high-risk melanoma, designed to train the immune system to recognize and attack any remaining cancer cells. Each vaccine is personalized, manufactured using the unique genetic signature of the patient's own tumor. The sustained benefit at 3 years is significant. Many cancer treatments show early promise only to see benefits diminish over time. The durability of this response suggests the immune system is developing lasting memory against the cancer. Precisely what patients need. The limitations. This data is for melanoma specifically. Results in other cancers may differ. The vaccine requires weeks to manufacture, and long-term survival data beyond 3 years is not yet available. But the COVID pandemic accelerated mRNA manufacturing capabilities. This is one of the first fruits of that infrastructure applied to cancer.
Personalized medicine at this scale would have seemed like science fiction not long ago.
And yet, here we are. Speaking of remarkable turnarounds, there's a malaria success story that defied conventional wisdom entirely.
In the fight against malaria, the Greater Mekong subregion was supposed to be unwinnable. This was ground zero for artemisinin-resistant malaria, a strain that rendered the frontline treatment less effective. Conventional wisdom suggested elimination was impossible here. Conventional wisdom was wrong. The World Health Organization now reports that malaria cases in the region have fallen by nearly 90%. This isn't just a statistic. It's proof that even the most challenging malaria environments can be conquered with coordinated, sustained effort. The achievement is particularly significant because it comes in a region where drug resistance once seemed destined to spread globally. The success builds on intensive surveillance, targeted interventions, cross-border collaboration between Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam, and innovative approaches to reaching mobile populations. 47 countries have now eliminated malaria entirely, with the Solomon Islands targeting elimination by the end of 2026. The caveats: some areas still have significant transmission. Cross-border populations remain challenging to reach consistently, and the greater Mekong model may not be directly transferable to sub-Saharan Africa's different epidemiology. But for the 600,000 people who still die from malaria annually, mostly children under 5, this proves that even the hardest cases can be won.
47 countries, that's nearly a quarter of the world's nations.
And the progress has been accelerating. Speaking of acceleration, the renewable energy transition in the US just hit a remarkable milestone.
The quiet revolution in American energy just got louder. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports that developers plan to add a record 43.4 gigawatts of utility-scale solar capacity in 2026, a staggering 60% increase over 2025's already record year. Solar now accounts for 51% of all planned capacity additions in the United States. Add in battery storage at 28%, and nearly 80% of new power generation coming online this year will be renewable. This isn't a future scenario or a policy aspiration. It's happening now. The acceleration has caught many analysts by surprise. Just a few years ago, projections suggested this level of solar deployment wouldn't arrive until the 2030s. The combination of falling costs, improved technology, supportive policy, and corporate demand has created momentum that appears self-sustaining. Solar costs have fallen 90% over the past decade. Battery storage has followed a similar curve. Corporate buyers, from tech giants to retailers, have committed to 100% renewable electricity, creating demand that developers are racing to meet. Planned capacity is not guaranteed. Some projects face permitting or interconnection delays, and the transition's benefits are not evenly distributed. Some fossil fuel-dependent communities face economic disruption, but 80% renewable new capacity marks a genuine tipping point.
90% cost reduction in a decade, that's the kind of curve that changes industries.
And it's changing them faster than predicted. From energy to wildlife, conservation success stories keep coming. The California condor just reached a milestone that seemed impossible 4 decades ago.
In 1982, the California condor was functionally extinct in the wild. Just 27 individuals remained, all in captivity. The largest land bird in North America, with a wingspan approaching 3 meters, was about to vanish entirely. Today, there are over 500 California condors. More than half, over 300 birds, are flying free across California, Arizona, and Baja California. The species that once seemed destined for museum displays alone is now breeding in the wild, raising chicks on remote cliff faces as their ancestors did for millennia. This is one of conservation's greatest achievements. It required capturing every remaining wild bird, a controversial decision at the time. Decades of careful captive breeding, managing the genetic diversity of a tiny population, reintroduction efforts, and ongoing management. Lead poisoning from ammunition remains the leading cause of death. The species remains critically endangered and conservation dependent. All condors are descended from just 27 finders, creating genetic risks. But the sight of condors soaring over the Grand Canyon once again vindicated the interventionists. From 27 to 500. Some recoveries just need time, resources, and the will to try.
A wingspan of 3 meters. That's longer than most humans are tall.
Imagine looking up and seeing that shadow pass overhead. Speaking of remarkable numbers, time for our rapid fire round. Here are this week's numbers that matter.
1 in 27, That's the new global child mortality rate. In 1990, it was 1 in 11, a 62% decline over 34 years.
1,200, the number of Arabian oryx now roaming free across the Arabian Peninsula. The species was declared extinct in the wild in 1972.
13,000, community college students, supported by Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation since 2019. The foundation just announced a $10 million investment over 3 years.
$10 million, the investment in dollars. Heavy metal meets workforce development.
16,000. The current population of southern white rhinos, recovered from near extinction, the Wilds Conservation Center in Ohio welcomed 2 calves in March alone.
And 3,000, the number of participants in the LungVax lung cancer vaccine trial beginning in 2026. Prevention, not just treatment. That's your Brightside Daily for Monday.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, consider sharing this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And if you want the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we're looking at a stem cell implant that's restoring vision in patients with macular degeneration. Hair thin technology with life-changing results.
Until then, remember that progress rarely makes the front page, but it's happening all the same.
See you tomorrow.